migrants is an interesting term. I don't use it anymore.
Okay.
Refugees.
Okay.
There is a difference.
Okay.
What is it? Well, a migrant has an opportunity to return home.
Right.
A refugee under the international law doesn't. 62%, two-thirds of the refugees arriving in Europe in the last year have been from Eritrea,
right,
which is called the North Korea of Africa, an awful dictatorship.
Mm.
Syria, which has been bombed goodness knows how many times by Assad, by the rebels, by ISIS, and Afghanistan, which is, you know, as we know, is an awful mess.
Mm.
I wouldn't call these people leaving these areas economic migrants.
Right.
You know, they're refugees. They don't have a choice to return home.
And have they told you what was happening in their country and what they're fleeing from?
Yeah, but you don't want to pry. You want to go down to help, and you know, you don't. If your mate's had a tough year, you don't ask him quite how, you know, what made him cry.
Yeah.
But people have told me stories. I met a Syrian guy, 39 years old, and I asked him, why do you want to go to England? He said, I'm 39. I speak some English. I don't speak French. I want to go to Syria. I want to go to England because I want to work. I want to send money back to my family. I said, well, where are your family? Well, he said, my family are stuck in Syria. I'm the only one who could escape. I was a baker. I was making, you know, 4 ton of, using 4 ton of flour a day, making bread. But his whole town was bombed flat. He had no choice but to leave. I met a Sudanese guy. He was gay. No one knew he was gay. But things started to become a bit tough when his father kept saying to him, time to get married, son.
Yeah.
You know, he starts admitting he's gay in that sort of environment. He's not just going to lose, be cut off on, at the will. He's going to lose a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I met an Eritrean guy who's actually here. Actually made it across.
Mm.
And back in his country, he was a maths teacher. We need maths teachers here.
Mm.
But he's not allowed to work.
What do you say to those people who say, it's incredibly sad what's going on, but we can't take any more? We're full. Because you will hear who say that.
I don't necessarily agree with it,
right,
but I understand and I empathise with how people feel. I don't agree, but I understand. I think it depends what question you ask.
Right.
A lot of the people who worried about the country being full, NHS being overcrowded, too many housing, are the people, I would call it, without disrespect, the bottom of the pile. They're like us. They're not rich. They haven't much savings, and they rely on these public services that they're worried are going to be overcrowded.
Right.
I think sometimes their emotions are maybe out of fear. But if you ask a different question, you saw that child on that beach, and you could rescue him out the tide before he drowned, would you? Of course you would. If you could give him a nice safe home until he was old enough to repay you, of course you would. If you could give a job, you know, to someone just for a few years, just until their country got back on its feet again, would you do that? Well, I think maybe. I think you start getting different answers.
So you don't think we are full?
No, in fact, I've got some data for you if it's interesting.
Yeah, go on. But yeah.
There are 256 people per square kilometre in the UK. That's the population density. And we've taken 200 Syrians this year. In Germany, the population density is 231 people per square kilometre. It's only 20 or so people left per square kilometre. Mm. Not a lot of difference. They're taking 800,000 refugees this year. I don't think we're doing enough.
So we're not doing our bit then?
I think it's how it's portrayed in the media.
Yeah.
I think our politicians have got a lot of vested interest in calling this migrants, not refugees.
Okay.
If you call someone a migrant, you have no obligation to them. But under international law, if you refer to these people as refugees, then you are obliged to care and do something about it.